Ketchikan Superior Court Judge William Carey heard arguments Friday over whether he should approve a stay of his January decision that the state of Alaska's requirement that local communities provide a specific amount for public education violates the Alaska Constitution. KRBD's Layla Carey attended the hearing and has this report.
Catherine Vogel is an assistant attorney general with the Alaska Department of Law, and she argued on behalf of the state. Participating by phone from Juneau, she argued that the state clearly would be irreparably harmed if a stay is denied, the borough would not suffer if a stay was approved, and that the state believes it has a good chance of succeeding in its appeal to the Alaska Supreme Court. Those are the three legal elements needed for a stay to be approved. Vogel says the stay is extremely important because the legislature needs to know now what to do about funding public education for the entire state.
The governor's budget and the governor's revised budget did not provide for any other source of funding to help fill the gap that requires local contributions currently filled.
The state funds the largest portion of the annual bill for public schools, but historically, boroughs and first-class cities have been required to pay the equivalent of a 2.65 mil property tax. That's what Carey ruled is unconstitutional, but the state wants the requirement to remain in place until the Supreme Court finally decides the matter. The borough's attorney, Luann Cutler, had a different take on pretty much everything Vogel argued. Cutler says there is no irreparable harm to the state because the legislature is free to provide as much or as little for public education as it wants.
The legislature legislates. The court makes legal decisions. And you've already made a difficult one, and you've got to make another difficult one after you hear our arguments. But defendants have not met their burden to establish that a stay is necessary just because there's a lot of money at stake.
Cutler pointed out that nobody from the legislature has intervened or submitted an affidavit on the state's behalf in this case, nor have any school districts or members of the public. State attorneys also have filed a motion for a stay with the Alaska Supreme Court, but the High Court announced that it would wait and see what Carey decides before making its own ruling on the motion. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.